Have you ever heard about Google Cloud, or are you actually already using it? Well, in today's talk, I would like to shed the light on Google Cloud's insecure default configuration. My name is Abdulrahman, and I'm a security specialist at Computest, a cybersecurity company based in the Netherlands. Google Cloud is a provider of cloud computing services, exactly like Microsoft Azure and Amazon Web Services. And today I will cover two main products, like the identity and access management of Google Cloud, in addition to the virtual private cloud network. When you first sign up to Google Cloud, you are presented to the basic identity and access management, which actually lacks some security features, such as enforcing multi-factor authentication, while there is actually another product also provided by Google Cloud called Cloud Identity, which have multiple security features, including the enforcement of multi-factor authentication on user accounts. In addition to that, it provides integration with different kind of applications via single sign-on. As the basic cloud identity and access management has less security feature than cloud identity, it is recommended that Google Cloud Administrator would actually opt in to use cloud identity rather than the basic cloud identity and access management. The second instance where the insecure default configuration can be found when actually enabling Google Cloud products, such as the compute engine, where you could deploy VM machines or virtual, VM machines, where after enabling the product, a user-managed service account with an editor role on a project level will be automatically created within the Google Cloud environment. These types of service accounts normally have a broad-level set of permissions and allow impersonation. The third instance of insecure default configurations can actually be found within the virtual private cloud network when you also set up a new project. A new default network will be automatically created for your project, where it actually has some predefined firewall rules that allow public access from the internet using the SSH and RDP protocols. In addition to that, the default network will has as well the auto mode enabled, which means that a subnet for each available region for Google Cloud will also be created, which makes the isolation of Google Cloud resources harder. So the default firewall rules are very permissive. They might be helpful during the initial phase when exploring Google Cloud. However, they are not suitable for a production environment. Default configurations are often used by Google Cloud Administrator. As we saw, they are insufficiently secure. However, these configurations can actually be changed via the settings of the product that is being used or enforced via Google Cloud organization policies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.